A private pilot spotted the body of a 48-foot sperm whale beached on the east side of the Lynn Canal last week. It is the first time the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, has had a report of a dead sperm whale in inside waters.
You know, sperm whales, it's just, yeah, super rare and interesting event.
Dr. Catherine Savage is a veterinarian, biologist, and marine mammal health specialist with NOAA Fisheries in Juneau. She says sperm whales are usually found in deeper waters. That's where their main food source, squid, are more abundant. The sighting and a confirmation report took place last Tuesday morning. Dr. Savage led a team of 8 scientists to perform a necropsy on Wednesday of last week. Scientists collected teeth to determine the whale's age, as well as blubber and tissue samples to learn more about the whale's life and health.
It had 3 deep, long, parallel slices down the back, just cranial to the dorsal fin.
The whale was struck by a large vessel. Dr. Savage says a cruise ship, ferry, or tugboat is likely.
And we could see that there were fractured bone and a lot of soft tissue damage. And so I also took some samples that would kind of confirm cause of death, even though, you know, I'm pretty certain that that's what killed it.
Their initial work was cut short when the tide came in, but they returned a couple days later to open the stomach of the whale. Knowing stomach content is especially important because there's a food-related tension between sperm whales and fishermen. Sperm whales know how to get sablefish, or black cod, off of commercial fishing gear. Specifically, there are 3 sperm whales in the Gulf of Alaska that are known to snag sablefish off of longlines.
And fortunately, you know, we did not find any sablefish parts. And so, you know, it was just eating squid. We found a lot of squid beaks. And we also didn't find any plastic, and we were really pleased about that, too. So we, I think we have pretty clean waters up here.
Sablefish are the reason sperm whales were first spotted in the Inside Passage. Fish and Game manages a sablefish fishery in the Chatham Strait. Their survey boat reported the first sperm whale sighting in 2008.
So since then, since 2008, we've had reports almost every year from commercial fishermen or the survey boat or both of sperm whales in Chatham Strait, kind of around longline fishing vessels.
Lauren Wild has worked with Southeast Alaska Sperm Whale Avoidance Project, or CSWAP, for a decade. It's a group of biologists and fishermen that work together to reduce interactions between whales and fishing boats. She specializes in understanding sperm whale movement, habitat preference, and diet. She says that even after the fishery closed in Chatham Strait, some whales stuck around.
We're kind of moving north and into Lynn Canal a little bit and exploring northern waters that was unexpected for us to see. It was fairly surprising because it gets shallower as you go north.
The whales were following squid into the Lynn Canal. Her studies suggest that male sperm whales travel north to feed and become more attractive to mates. She says the dead whale is likely a younger whale who followed older whales north. NOAA plans to leave the whale where it lies and let nature take its course. The organization reports that someone cut off the remainder of the whale's jaw between Wednesday and Friday of last week. Collecting marine mammal parts is prohibited under federal law. If you see a stranded, entangled, or distressed marine mammal, call the NOAA Fisheries 24-hour stranding hotline at 1-877-925-7773. In Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.